Blog Talk Radio.
Selling you Corvettes, you'll be selling you
your lake houses, you will be barbecuing every weekend. It'll be when the bug bites you, it's going to be on. And that's just all it is. So we're going to keep it real right here. We've got to talk TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, tonight. I'm always proud to talk Tennessee Barbecue Association. We talk Texas. We talk Missouri. We talk Mississippi. We talk whoever calls in from whatever state. Hey, we're going to talk about what you're doing, what you're cooking, KCBS, MBN, IBCA, or down to a state fair. It doesn't matter. It's all barbecue. We're all family. That's what we talk about. We talk about barbecue. That's what we love to do. We've got to have that passion. We've got to have it in us to know what we're talking, to know what I'm talking about. Just got a big show lined up. We've got a lot of, as usual, we've got good pit masters that are just competing every weekend. They're awesome guys, great personalities. We always carry on an awesome conversation. I want to invite you to call in and join us tonight because that's what it's about. It's about you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're cooking. This show's about you, and that's why we have so many callers. We have thousands of listeners. I'm very proud of that. Everybody's tuning in to listen. That's what this show is about. We want you to call in. We want to hear what you're doing. We just love to talk barbecue, period. That's what it is right here on the Let's Talk Smoke Show with Chris Chadwick. That's what we do. I talk it, I breathe it, I live it, I eat it. I'm telling you, barbecue is in me, and I know it's in you. So I want you to give me a call. The number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. Hey, that's the number to call every night of the week for every show on Barbecue Superstars Network. We've got a great lineup. Starts off Sunday nights, Lulu's Barbecue. Got a great show. He's a good friend of mine. Call in, talk to him, listen to what he's talking about. It's an awesome show. Monday night, you got Jim Berg, Killer Bees out of South Carolina. Jim's a super great guy. He always has awesome guests. He has a great show. Call in, talk to Jim, listen to his show. You know, because that's what we do as barbecuers. I know I do every day. I support my barbecue brothers and sisters. I mean, let's be real. Barbecue is an American way. We are Americans. Let's support each other because, hey, that's without everybody's support, we don't get anywhere. It's better to help somebody and see them do good, and you get help. I mean, that's just bottom line. It's about a brotherhood, a sisterhood, something close-knit, the barbecue community for a whole. They're close-knit people. They're good people. They're wholesome people. They're real Americans. And what we're talking is just true blue American. So support your barbecue fellas, your brothers, your sisters. If they're selling a sauce, hey, buy a jar of sauce from them. It's no big deal. It's not going to break the bank. It's helping them. You know, if somebody come in and bought a jar of sauce from me, I appreciate it. I say thank you because I genuinely appreciate it. If they buy 10 jars, I still appreciate it, and it still helps me. The more I sell, the more it helps me. The more I buy from other people, the more it helps them. It's not rocket science, people. It is good old-fashioned American. That's what I'm talking about. It's just good old-fashioned people, ways of the past that a lot of people have got away from. Hey, this old boy hadn't. I support my own. I support all these barbecue brothers and sisters all over the country. If it's just liking their Facebook page, hey, it helps them out. It makes them feel good if somebody likes their page. It doesn't take but one simple click, like their page. Go to my page, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show. Like my page. It doesn't hurt. It won't kill you. Like it. It helps me out, and I greatly appreciate it. If somebody sends me a request for a like, hey, I'm there on it, and I'm liking their page. And I'm always commenting, good page, nice page, what you know, whatever strikes me at the time. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it positive because, hey, that's what we need. We hear enough negatives in our everyday real world. We want positives. I talk barbecue every day of the week, from morning to evening, I'm talking barbecue. No, that's not my job, but I love to do it. Help them out. Help yourself out. Buy sauce from all these local guys cooking sauce. They're making sauce. They're trying to get their product out. They're rough. Hey, help them out. We've got some great Texas pitmasters that call into the show all the time. They're great guys. Lance Moore, West Texas pitmaster. He's got an awesome rub. Get in touch with him. You can .com him, look him up on Facebook. Help him out. Buy some rub from him. You got Junior with Up in Smoke. He's got Grub Rub. That stuff is fire, too. Help Junior out. Look him up. You know, anytime you can help somebody, Bill Arnold, Blues Hog, he's got one of the biggest sauces in the country. My sponsor. He's a dear friend. Hey, pick up a jar of Blues Hog. It helps him out. It's just real simple stuff. If it's Rod Gray sauce, eat. And buy a jar of sauce from him. The Shed, anybody that you can think of that has a barbecue sauce, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to break the bank. Help them out. That's what this is all about. I love doing this show. I don't make any money doing it. I love doing it because it's barbecue, and I get out all over the country, and I talk, and I meet all these awesome people. Hey, that is what barbecue is about, and I love to do it. It's just, it's real. So, help and support. It's not going to break you. It's going to help you. It's going to help them. It makes it better for all of us. Well, enough of that. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just fired up. I love barbecue. I love everybody in it, and I want to support them. And I wish they would help support me, too. They do here on this show. We have thousands of listeners every week, week in, week out. We've got some great people calling in. We've got some awesome people listening. I just want to encourage y'all to call in just to say hi. It's talking on the phone. It's no big deal. Call in and be a part of the show because that's what we want. We've got dedicated callers from Colorado, good friend Roy Powell. It's all from Sky Barbecue. He was in Tennessee. Now he's in Colorado. He calls in all the time. It's just we have all types of guys all over this country that love barbecue. We've all got one thing in common. We love barbecue. Once we get together, hey, it's on. We have a big time. We went to Tupelo. 100 teams, thousands of people. 15, 20,000 people plus. They were all on the same page. You didn't see anybody getting out of line, anybody getting in trouble. They had a big time together. That's what barbecue is all about. I can't say enough about how great the barbecue community is. It doesn't matter if these guys have been on shows, on top of shows, cooked shows. They're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. It doesn't matter. You can walk up to them, shake their hand, and talk to them. And you're talking just like your neighbor. I mean, it's just a great feeling to be up in this barbecue world. The barbecue sport is blowing up. Every weekend there's a competition somewhere. I mean, the only thing that's stopping us from going and competing every weekend is, let's be real, the funds, the money. It is tough, especially when you're a small-time cook. You have the passion. You have the fire. You want to cook it. You want to bring it. You want to go cook these competitions. Well, by the time you go and spend $100 on an entry fee, $150, $200 on an entry fee, you spend another couple hundred dollars on meat, another $100 on stuff to go, fuel, gas, regardless. Hey, you've already spent $500. To a regular Joe like me and a lot of my friends, that's a lot of money, and we can't do that on our own. I'm so thankful to have the barbecue sponsors that I have. They play a big part, and I want to give a shout-out to them right now because without your sponsors, if you have a sponsor, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have a sponsor, you know what I'm talking about. Sponsors help promote. You're promoting their product. They're helping promote you. They're very important. And anybody you know sponsors a barbecue team, whether they sponsor your team or some other team, shake their hand. Tell them thank you. You appreciate them supporting somebody in your business. Barbecue is your business. It's my business. It's Pirate Pork's business. Smoking X's business. Grilling and Chilling's business. It's all of our business. So if somebody's sponsoring a team, hey, tell them thank you for sponsoring their team. You know, because without the sponsors, it would cut down on the cooks. It would cut down on the competitions. It's going to trickle down. You know what rolls downhill when something happens? And who's at the bottom? Us people that don't have thousands of dollars to spend on these cooks that are cooking and competing and going out there hustling every week to raise the money just to go cook. So, you know, a sponsor, give them a thank you. He might sponsor you. You never know. But my sponsors, I greatly appreciate. My sponsors are awesome. They help me out tremendously. Anytime anybody donates their time, their product, their finances to you to go cook, they're doing something for you because you love to go cook. They're helping you, which in turn help them out. Represent their product, the company, with the best professionalism that you possibly can, and it's important. That's what's important. Blue Tall Barbecue Sauce, thank you very much for being my sponsor. Maverick Industries, they have some awesome gauges, meat probes, quick temp pans. They have all types of barbecue accessories. Look them up, maverickindustries.com, Maverick on Facebook. Look them up. Tell them Chris sent you. Order something from them. Help them out. They're helping us out. Maverick Industries. Also, Meat Rake. Meat Rake is a great little product. I mean, it's awesome for a competition cook, for a cook that's competing, or if you're catering. And if you're cooking, if you've got 10 butts, 20 butts, 30 butts, you got to crack them up, you got to pull them. Well, these meat rakes, let me tell you, son, they're going to rip them up to shreds, pull that meat quicker than you possibly can, and you're not going to burn your hands off pulling hot butts. Another company that has just come on with me, All County Cookers, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Show, is Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett. Big shout out. Thank you to him. He has helped us tremendously. He has sent us a wonderful package. Got some awesome product. I know if you haven't tried a Grill Great yet, hey, contact me, contact him, contact somebody that's doing Grill Great and get you one. They're awesome products. They will put marks on a piece of meat that you would not believe. And how they radiate that heat off that grill is amazing. So try that. At least give us a shout. We can hook you up. Me, I'll be glad to help you out. If I can't, Brad Barrett, the man, he can take care of you, I guarantee. GrillGreat.com, awesome product. See, guys, I just can't even emphasize without sponsors how much tougher it's going to be. And the ones that don't have sponsors, it's even that much tougher. So take a minute. If you've got a product, you've got a little extra money you want to advertise, hey, barbecue is a way to roll. It's a way to go because there are thousands of people at these events, and that's what it's all about. I'm sorry about being a little late tonight. I have been working all day. Busy, busy day. I know I was about 10, 12 minutes late tonight for the show, and I apologize to everyone, especially the ones that were waiting to listen in. I know I got a few messages wanting to know what was up. Man, I was doing my best to get home, get ready to rock and roll, get everything fired up, the studio board on and ready to take some calls, talk smoke, talk barbecue. That's what we're going to do tonight. And I don't know who all is going to call in tonight because this show, I never really ever schedule anybody. I don't schedule anything. It's always live. It's always interactive right from the hip. Whoever calls in is where we go with the show. So I want everybody to know, memorize this number. The number to call, Barbecue Superstars, Blog Talk Radio, the whole network, a show every night of the week, is 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. If you're listening and think, hey, man, I ought to call at least once, yeah, you should. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We've got a lot of great guys that call in. We've got a lot of awesome people that listen. Start calling in. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to embarrass you. I promise we're not going to embarrass you. So don't be shy. Pick that phone up. If you're listening to it on your laptop, on your home PC, pick your phone up. dial 347-202-0263. I would love to have 40, 50, 60 callers tonight. Let's light this board up, make it look like Christmas time on this board, and I want to answer some calls tonight. I know I've got a couple on hold already. It's been holding patiently. I'm going to get them on just here in just a second. As soon as I can make this baby rock and roll, the board is lighting up. And I'm going to take all that I possibly can. Well, let's see here. I'm excited about the show tonight. Why? Because we're talking barbecue, and it's real, and that's what we do. We talk barbecue every day. 41538, I know who this is. This is Keith Webb of Pie Report. What's going on tonight, Keith?
Hey, man. Hey, Mush. Saucing a little chicken right now.
Really? Working on a little chicken? Hey, well, that's all right. You know, we always need to work on some chicken, don't we?
Oh, you got that right. For sure.
You know, chicken, that's right. You know, chicken is one of those toss-up categories. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in a cook, you've got 10 teams you're cooking against, or you've got a cook that you've got 100 teams you're cooking against. Chicken, you never know where it's going to go. So what pieces of chicken are you cooking tonight?
I'm tossing some legs right now.
You know,
flavor.
Well, I tell you what. You know, when we were kids, chicken legs was a way to go. I loved a chicken leg. I mean, when I got through with a leg, nothing was left but the bone. And we grew out of that. And as you get older, you go to a breast and wing. You know, everybody loves a good breast and a wing. I'm always in game for a good breast. But.
With what a doubt.
I'm telling you, don't want to go much further without. But, you know, a thigh in competition is what everybody usually works with. And, you know, now they're bringing in these popsicle chicken legs, which is fine if that's what you want to do. You can make a chicken leg pretty. You can popsicle it up. But perfecting that thigh is an art that you never know, bottom line, when it comes out, how it's going to be. You know as well as I do, our competitions, we have some good chickens and we got some bad chickens.
Yeah.
Some companies, you know, and you just never know how it's going to play out. I've been working on my thighs some and had some good success on thighs. You know, I've hit a few times, had a few calls on chicken, and I like doing thighs. And I try the legs, and they're fun. But I just like a thigh better. Now, if you're listening out there tonight, guys, call in. Let's talk thigh, leg, breast, wing. Let's talk chicken and see what's going on. Keith, I've got a couple more callers in queue. Let's see if we can get them in here. And we'll just have a bunch of people calling in. 347-202-0263 is the number tonight, guys. Call in. Let's talk smoke. We've got 662-397. Who we got online with us?
Yeah, Chris, it's Steve Porter with Whole Lot of Hogs.
Whole Lot of Hogs, Steve. How you doing tonight, brother?
Doing good, man.
I'm so proud you calling in. What's going on this evening?
Oh, not much. Just sitting back trying to catch the show.
Well, we've been wide open all day, running behind as always, running on empty. And we made it home. We got it all fired up, and we own live in the house tonight. So
great.
We've got Keith Well with Pirate Pork on the line with us. He was there in Tupelo with me. I don't know if you got to meet Keith or not, but he's one hell of a fella and a good and a fine cook. We've also got a few others on hold here. We're gonna get them in on the conversation in a minute. What do you think about Tupelo?
Oh, man, we had a ball. We really enjoyed Tupelo. It was a great competition, and, hey, there was a lot of stiff competition there. But
man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's a lot of big teams there. It was awesome.
It was. It's just a great place to go hang out, meet people, cook some good food, compete, have some good sportsmanship going on. You know, you just can't be at a better place than a barbecue competition, can you?
I agree, man. I started going to them 7 or 8 years ago, and I just kind of fell in love with it, and had to get me a cooker, and so we're on the competition circuit now.
Brother, it's all like neck bone, ain't it?
Yeah.
I know. When it gets in your blood, it's hard to get it out.
Oh man, we practice every weekend, and if we're not cooking in a competition, we're cooking something, you know.
I do. I know what you're saying. I'm the same way. I'm constantly cooking something all the time.
Yeah.
Trying to tweak, perfect. You know, sometimes I go backwards, though. You know, I've got a good product, and I'm working on it. Next time I cook it, man, I think, what did I do to it?
Yeah.
So it's never ending. You know, we just had a big, big time there in Tupelo. Had a lot of excitement going on. Everybody was cooking, smoke filled the air. I mean, food just everywhere. Good fellowship, all these cookers. What do you cook on, Steve?
We cook on the Bubba Grill 250R with the rib box.
That sounds nice. Now, what do you usually burn in that rig?
We're usually burning oak and hickory. Maybe a little charcoal to get it going, but mostly oak and hickory.
You know, that's some of my favorite wood. We usually do the oak. We usually do the hickory. Now, do you? I'm not familiar with your setup. Are you burning sticks? Are you actually burning slabs? Are you burning chunks? Or how's that work with your rig?
Yeah, we're burning sticks. This guy cuts them for a wood stove, and then I take them and bust them on down from there.
Right.
So,
you got a real stick burner then. That's what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, sir. I believe that you need that stick burner, man. That's the way you do barbecue.
I believe that, too. I'm a firm believer in that also. And, you know, that's just how it goes. A stick burner is the way to roll with it. You know, it just infuses that smoke. I'm a big smoke man anyhow, and that smoke, when you get that smoke in there, a lot of these new rigs, you can't get smoke like you can out of a stick burner.
Now, I've got one of those little Masterbuilt electric jobs out here on the porch, and I pretty much just let it sit there because I know. I mean, it's sit and forget, you know, but I like to tend the fire, and I like to, I like that smoke, that real wood smoke. You can't get it from no pellets or
no
chips or I can't.
I understand what you're saying. I believe a lot of what you're saying there. I feel the same way. You know, pellet cookers are really nice. They've got some awesome machines out there, but, man, I just never have cooked on one. You know, I've got a lot of friends that use them, and they do well with them. But
yeah,
you know, we just do it the old-fashioned way with that old stick burner, and we light the fire, and we let it roll. That's just how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got anything lined up for later in April? Or?
Well, we were going to cook at the Columbus contest, but we found out in Tupelo that they were full, so they weren't accepting any more entries, so I'm not real sure about anything coming up in April. We're going to do some Relay for Life cooks, try to raise some money for cancer.
Right.
So we hope to raise $10,000. I don't know whether we'll make it or not, but that's what we're shooting for. Well, I know we're talking about doing three of those, so. And in May, we got a couple coming up, so.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's that's the thing about us barbecuers. When I say us, I mean just us in general. You know, you always hear, or if you're on Facebook, you always see a friend or a Facebook friend out there busting his butt out there doing something for a good cause, a fundraiser, you know, cooking. You've got Operation Barbecue Relief. You've got all these cooks out there just ready to do something for somebody. You know, if they need something done, hey, they're doing it.
That's right.
And, you know, that's just, I think that's how we all feel. That that relates back to what I was saying earlier when I got on the show in the intro, talking about just good old-fashioned values, being an American, wanting to help somebody, support somebody. I just think it's important to do that. And
You gotta try to help folks, you know.
I know it, you're right.
Now we've done benefits for this rig that we've got. We raised $32,000 in one night and, you know, help people out. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, if you ain't got nothing to do, get out and help somebody, you know.
Well, amen. I mean, that's true. That's the whole, I think, that's how most of us feel and are. We want to help somebody. We want to do something for someone. If they need help, hey, we're there helping them. And the only reason we're not helping them is they don't tell us, you know, or we don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, we like to help and we like to do it. That's just the way, you know, that's just the way we roll. That sure is. So tell
that's
me, what was your best
we
category?
Are.
I'm going to hit you up now. What was your best category in Tupelo? What did you do best now?
We finished, the best we did was 24th place. It was in Port. Back in Brisket, we were around the 50th. And then in all the rest of the categories, we were right there in about the middle of the field, about 50 or so. Oh. But, yeah, the Port, we came up a good bit in Port. We felt good about a finish 53rd place. A lot of people wouldn't think that was so good. But, hey, after I looked around and saw all the competitors that was there, and, you know, I thought that was good for a first, the opening season cook. So
Happy
with it.
I understand. I do completely understand. I know exactly, and all of us as cooks, know exactly what you're saying, because you're right, that was a tough field. There was some bad boys up there that cook all the time with lots of money. And they had their A game on too. And I congratulated all the guys that walked because they did a good job. And we had a big old finish on 18th on the chicken. And that's a tough category.
Yeah.
So we was proud of that, and we were in the top 25 on our brisket. And did you do the wings or the salsa? Did you do any of that?
Yeah, we did both of those, wings and salsa, and I want to say we were in about 32nd or 4th or something in wings, and probably about 20th in salsa, so maybe 25, I don't know.
Well, man, that was a tough field because you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And that was a people's choice kind of deal, and it's just hard. You never know. And I'm gonna tell you something. I was shocked because I never even thought about looking at scores. I didn't even know they'd have those posted. And I went and looked the other day, and you know, lo and behold, I'm not bragging, but I'm proud. Our wings come in 7th. And our salsa
awesome.
Come in 5th. And our salsa come in 5th. I was proud of that, you know?
Yeah.
I was just ecstatic. You know, I was happy with the whole cook. Our ribs, we had a judge bomb us on our ribs and pork, so that knocked us just completely out. But we had a great time, and I just loved it, and I want to go back. If I'm living, I'm going back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we're gonna do that again next year. It's going to be on there. Definitely be on our have to.
I know it. That you're right. You know, if we can fund it, we're going, no doubt. Keep Webb Power Port, you had a big time too, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Definitely. I'm ready to get in there and cook in the next one, I hope.
Well, you know, we just gonna do all we can do and try to go. Guys, we've got another caller in this board. I'm refreshing it and then I see all these callers come in. So we've got another caller right here. We're going to try to get him in, too. 719-358. Who we got here?
Hey, it's Roy from Salt from Sky Barbecue.
Roy, my friend, how you doing tonight?
Oh, not too bad. Sitting out here outside listening to you all talk barbecue.
Well, we're just talking it up tonight. We're just talking. I'm full of it tonight. I'm fired up. I don't really know why I'm so fired up, but we're talking. We're talking and having a good time, and just welcome to the show and join in with us. We're talking Tupelo right now. That was still a big fun cook, and we had a great time doing it. I just wish we could be doing it again.
That's the way it feels on some of the contests that, you know, you do cook. I said, well, is it that time again?
I know it. I'm ready to go right now. If we could go back and do it all over, I'd go do it again. It was a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
It's
a lot of work, but
I'm don't look like I'm going to be able to cook until we're looking at May 10th and 11th up here in Lamar, Colorado. So for our actual first one for the season, still got a little ways to go, but you know how it is. It'll be here sooner than what we know it. So,
you know, that is true. It rolls around pretty fast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen all these, you know, teams and you guys posting results and contest, and I've got the itch going on right now, and I'm ready to get going.
I know it. You know, Lance had a big old time with that cook there where in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Where was
yep.
He had a big turnout. He did really well in that. I think he's going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's going to Vegas. I wish I could go down there. I think that would be a big contest and a lot of fun down there. You know, talking about the Sam's Club, I think I'm going to run up here to Thornton, Colorado, on either Friday or Saturday. I'm going to run up there and visit with some guys I've been talking to up there that's competing in the one up there. So,
well, you know, yeah, just when you can get any kind of competition environment, you know, just, you know how it feels. I know how I feel when I get around all that. I go crazy. I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Well,
along.
I know. I've been invited to eat at a potluck dinner up there Friday night, so I'm going to try to make it Friday.
Well, you better, Rolly. I'll tell you what, you haven't got the light to fire yet, brother. You better get eating.
I know I haven't. I'm getting ready. I mean, I'm you know, like I said, I got the itch. Got to get them shorts out. Got to put them
shorts
on.
Yeah, white shorts.
Yeah. Light the fires. I'm ready.
That's right. Well,
I'm yet to figure out how you keep them white shorts clean. I couldn't figure it out, Clarksville, last year at all.
But you know what he's doing, don't you, Keith? He's making his wife do it all, and he's sitting back telling her what to do.
That's kind of what I thought was going on.
Yeah, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right, Keith. You know, you could wear white shorts too, couldn't you?
Yeah, right. About 2 seconds.
What about you, Steve? You going to wear some white shorts to a competition and try to cook?
Man, and it don't matter what I wear, I look like I have been laying rolling on the ground.
I'm telling you, rode hard, put up wet, brother. I mean, I've got grease and sauce and charcoal ashes. I've got it all over me. I'm wearing it.
Well, for our first contest, I've got a pair of shorts. I'm going to have my logo on it, and I'm going to wear them proudly that weekend.
Roy, that's gonna be your call sign and your trademark, brother. White shorts.
Oh, I know. White shorts and my white shoes. You better believe it.
Shoes, yeah.
Well, me. Get Rob Merriam on here. See what he has to say about all that.
Oh, I know. His shorts and sleeveless shirts that he wears.
Yeah, I know. He's got the look too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
I wish I could do on my show like all these other guys do on their show and play all these different songs, all this different stuff. I would come up with some good old rock and roll, some good stuff that we used to play years ago. I don't know any of this new music. I don't know any new music at all. I mean, I'm lost. I mean, I'm just lost. And
have no clue, but they, you know, they come up and they play these intro songs, and I wish I was smart enough to know how to get in on all that and play some good stuff. We'd play some good music on here, I guarantee it.
Play that one we was listening to earlier today.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Me and Webb, PowerPoint, we usually try to cook beside each other. And then we put together a cooking, rump shaking, butt smoking, meat rubbing soundtrack. And that's going to be the name of it. Now, I'm telling you, we're going to put that on and play it. We're going to see who's going to walk by shaking it for us a little bit. We're going to fire it up and see who's going to bring it out, break it down for us.
Back to good area.
What topic are we going to talk about? Let's talk about a little food tonight. What are we going to talk about? We want to talk about chicken. We want to talk about brisket. We want to talk about barbecue, shoulders, butts. What are we going to talk?
Chicken I'm eating on right now pretty good.
I'm cooking a brisket on Friday with some of that up and smoke barbecue rub that Junior sent me.
I tell you what, that Junior is a fine fella, man. He has done a huge marketing promotion and sent out no telling how many shakers of that rub. But you know, that's what it takes to get your product out there. And he's doing a good job doing it. And it's a good flavored rub. And you notice how much more heat Texas, you know, I've got all these friends, these pitmasters from Texas, and they send me these rubs. And all their rubs have plenty of, you know, have some heat in them. More so than what we have here in Tennessee. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different flavor profile completely. But it's good. But it's got a little more kick to it.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, with his rub, and I tried it out this week, then whenever I compete up here in Colorado, they kind of got the same flavor profile as Texas does.
Right.
So I'll see how well it works up here.
Well, that flavor profile is going to be more of a barbecue brisket, isn't it? Are you going to finish it with barbecue sauce?
Oh, no. I don't put barbecue sauce on mine.
Well, I don't either, but now in Texas, they probably do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we might get some Texas boys on the line tonight. Steve, how do you finish your barbecue, your brisket up?
Yeah, we finish it up with a little sauce. It's just something that we make, and we think it's good.
Well,
finished in the brisket that Tupelo.
Is it more of a
in about 50th place?
Okay. Well, is it more of a barbecue type flavor sauce, or is it more like a steak beefy sauce?
Yeah, it's kind of like a cross between both of them.
All right.
It's got a little barbecue flavor, and it's got some beef flavoring in it, too.
We're not trying to shig or nothing. We just want to try to get a little insight from a different cook. I promise.
Well, if I can make it up here, you know, to the Sam's Club this weekend, maybe I can do some investigating around and you know, learn a little bit more about the flavor profiles for here in Colorado.
Well, you need to follow up on that, Roy, because it's going to be different than a Tennessee flavor profile.
Oh, I know it is. Yep. I've got to add a little bit more heat to it, I do believe.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to put some fire to it.
Them Texas boys, they put more heat in theirs than we do.
Yeah, they do. They fry it.
And it tastes like they use a lot more chili powder in theirs than, say, we do. You know, you can even smell it.
You know, I believe you. I want to say that, too. But then you say, did you use a lot of chili? And they say, no, we didn't use a lot of chili powder. And but it sure seems like that. I don't use a lot of chili powder in my rubs or my sauce. And I go more of a beefy strong flavor, a certain big strong beef flavor. And but you know, somebody was telling me, who was it told me this? Jeremy Moyers. Moyers Competition Barbecue. You know, Jeremy was right next to us at Tupelo.
Yeah.
He was talking about somebody finishing their brisket off with Blues Hog Smoky Mountain. And that's some barbecue sauce.
Well, I've never tried the Smoky Mountain. I've tried the Tennessee Red and the, what is that? The original.
The original, yeah. Yep.
I like both of those. Both of those are good sauce to me.
Well, yeah, you know, some people say they're on the sweet side, but, you know, I like it. I like them, too. I really do. And, which, I make a sauce that's really done well around here for me. It's not marketed yet, but it works really well on chicken. It's not, I say Blues Hog's more of a rib, and then you work with it a little bit, tweak it out, and then you've got a chicken sauce, and then you've got that bread's just a barbecue sauce, a good old barbecue sauce. I mean, you've got a lot of options to go with all those. And when you throw mine in with it, it just makes it, it just changes up that flavor profile again. What about you, Power Report? What do you do on your brisket?
Beef. Salt, pepper, and beef flavors all the way around. I don't think I've ever sauced it in. I take a little of that juice, put on there.
Yeah.
Use that for that.
Well, Roy cooks Strew Branch, right, Roy?
Yep. That is correct.
Is that a Wagyu? Is that Wagyu beef?
Yes, that's Wagyu.
All right, and do you inject yours?
No, I don't. I actually have been changing my cooking style with these briskets that I've been cooking here last, what is it, 2 or 3 weeks and stuff. And I finding out that it's cooking a lot better and staying juicier. You know, before I've been foiling, you know, wrapping my briskets and stuff. But
right.
Here recently, I've been putting them in pans and covering them.
Right.
And letting them cook, you know, in their juices whenever I'm cooking. And I'm getting better product this way than I was in the past.
Well, I believe that. I personally believe that. What do you think, Steve, Keith, about y'all wrap them or you pan them?
I've wrapped. I don't think I've ever had pan. No, I wrap just about every time.
What about you?
Yeah,
Steve?
I wrap. Yeah, we wrap ours too. Last year we were doing some in a pan, but I believe we've been getting, you know, where it's keeping the juices in more rapid.
Wrapping it.
Yeah.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Well,
keep it tight,
you know,
right.
Well, you know, honestly, that can go either way. I see the pros and cons on both sides. That's like turn-in times and boxes turning in, how you turn it in, you know. We can study this until the cows come home and the pigs fly, and I don't think there will ever be a perfect answer on either one of those, you know.
That's right.
Now, and, you know, like you was talking about, you know, are you saucing or not? I'm basically just taking the juices from the briskets and finishing them off, you know, with that before I put them in the box.
That's what I do.
Right.
Flavor, yep. Last flavor on there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just using that natural juice from the brisket.
Right. Right. Well, you know,
I don't like sausage meat before you turn it in. I'm like that, like what y'all was talking about with that stick burner, the old school. Let the meat, you know, and it may hurt you sometimes, but let the meat shine. Dope it all up with a bunch of salt.
Everything
nice
I watch. Keep on. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we've always had that philosophy on pork. Not saucing and then turning and letting it stand out for itself, you know, the flavor of the smoke, the meat. But the more I watch, the more I listen to a lot of these teams and you watch, look at these pictures on Facebook and all this stuff, man, they are saucing that meat. They are covering her up now. I mean, there ain't no
meat left. It's sauce. It, I mean, it's sauce down.
Yep.
You're right.
And yep. They're getting calls. You know, so they're doing something right.
That's why my pulled pork ain't done as good in the last couple of years, I reckon.
Well, you know, we walk some on pork and hit first and second, get first and second calls on pork, not sauce. Then we go and sauce it and not get a call, and then next time we don't sauce it and we don't get a call, and then we sauce it and we do get a call. So, you know, it all comes down to where you're at, what judges you have, and what they want.
That's it. Judges are all in.
You know, if we had a judge's bio before we knew who the judges were and we had their bio and we knew what they liked, I mean, we would walk more. We'd get more calls, that's for sure.
Hey, can we put that in
that's right.
in a suggestion for this next year?
There you go. That would help us. That would help us all out, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Need a resume from the judges. That's what we need.
Amen.
Hey, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We want to know who they are and what they like.
Yeah.
I'm Joan, and I like barbecue with sauce on it and chicken with no skin. That's right. You want...
Now, let me ask you guys, I've been kind of contemplating this. I've seen a lot of people, you know, ask. You know, some people say that they do this other than this other. What do you think about turning in chicken legs other than chicken thighs? Or maybe wings or something?
Yeah, boy, that's a question.
That's one of them trick questions, Roy.
In most of these last couple of years, anyways, I've been doing purely thighs, I believe, on everything.
We have to.
But who knows, you know, I don't know if that's my flavor or if that's, you know, just not enough feedback from the wonderful judges.
Somebody told me that 6 of the top 10 chicken in Tupelo was wings. Now, whether that's correct or not, I don't know, but I mean was legs.
Legs. Yeah, I heard that too.
And I know people are mixing it up and getting good scores with it, so, you know.
Yeah.
We might try some of that this year. I think we are.
Well, see, that I was thinking the same thing about trying out.
It can't hurt me none, so.
Yeah, it can't hurt me either, so. You know, doing some legs instead of thighs and just see, you know, what the results would be, but. You know, then I'm afraid that if I do that, I'm going to hurt, you know, in the long run, worse than just doing chicken thighs.
Yeah, your averages or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
You know, now it depends on what sanction you're cooking. If you're cooking IBCA, you're going to turn in a half a chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a whole half. And I don't want to say that sounds easier. But it sounds like, to me, just personally, that it would be a little easier just to cook a whole half and put it in the box as worried about cooking them thighs. I mean, it takes me hours to do them thighs. And
yeah, I was still doing our chicken prep at 4 o'clock on Saturday morning in Tupelo. You know, I didn't.
No, I know. It's terrible. And, I like to cook more than I want to cook plenty. So our chicken thighs, what do we have? We had we had 20 thighs anyhow to prep, and that seemed like it took forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I'm glad you and Mark took care of that.
I mean, it was killer. It was killer, and. In our first TBA rib shootout we did, I did. It took me 2.5 hours to prep him 6 pieces of chicken. I'm telling you, it was terrible. Because that start and stop so many times. It was crazy. But that's, you know, that's what it's all about, getting in there. You know, and when we pulled into Tupelo, we started, we unpacked, we unloaded, we set up, and we started prepping right then. And it seems like we didn't get finished until after awards, and we was loaded up, headed home. I mean, it just went that fast.
Yeah, we got to let time get away from us there. That's what we should have done was unloaded and went to doing the meat prep, but we had other things planned, so we didn't do it that way, but that's the way we're going to do it from now on.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's the only way to roll, have that meat pre-prep when you get there.
Let's give this number out, guys. It's 347-202-0263 is the number to call in. We would love to hear from you. We would love for you to call in. Let's talk some barbecue. We talking chicken right now. We talk brisket. We talk anything y'all want to talk. We'd love to have you call in, be part of the show. Once you call in once, you're going to call back in again because, hey, when you're talking barbecue with a bunch of guys got the same passion, it's real fun. It's real easy to do, and we just have a big time. We do have a couple callers, more callers. Let's see if we can cue them in, guys, and let's welcome them to the show. We're working on this and seeing what we got here. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna continue talking, and I'm gonna work this board a little bit, work a little magic, and get them queued in and invite them into the show. When we get excited and talk barbecue, and we have all these things going on, you know, I do have to refresh this board every so often where I can take the callers to call in, and sometimes I just forget to do that. We've got one coming in right now. Caller 484-358. You're live with Chris Chadwick. Who we got?
Yo, Chris. It's my name's Chris. I'm with Zombie Barbecue.
Hey, brother. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. I've been listening online, and then I decided to call in when y'all talking chicken.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. I mean, talking chicken is a subject we all love to talk.
Oh,
everybody,
man,
gets excited when they hear chicken, I guess.
Well, just because it's one of my worst categories.
Hey, ours too.
Yeah, same here.
So you guys were talking that you were somebody was turning in legs. Now are you talking about drumsticks or
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, drumsticks. All
right. Right. Yeah. That was a story this week, a couple weeks ago, you know, there at Tupelo. We had heard six of the 10 calls turned in legs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right.
But they popsicle them up, make them sweet, and, you know, they look good. But, you know, we're just kind of old school thighs, and, depending on competitions, what we have to do. So what do you usually do most of the time?
I normally do thighs, and I've been playing around with ideas. Sometimes I scraped, and sometimes I've used just a jacquard to poke holes.
Right.
To make, you know, try to get that bite through skin. But now, you know, I've never had any real success with it. I mean, I've done fourth place in brisket, fifth place, you know, in pork, but my chicken has never really excelled, and I'm just looking for that edge and trying to figure out maybe something else.
Hey, Matt, it ain't you, it's the chicken.
Well, Matt, I'm switching chicken. I was using organic stuff from Wegmans, which is like a local store we have up here. But now I'm going to try a butcher that I use as Bell and Evans. So he swears by it. And so I'm going to actually picking up some chicken tomorrow, and I'm going to do a test cook and see how that goes. But now I'm thinking about maybe trying to just take the plunge and trying something different and maybe doing drumsticks.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you something else, something I did personally not long ago, and the judges didn't like at this particular competition. But I did a leg quarter.
Okay.
And I scraped the skin, I pulled the skin, I really worked it hard. Like I say, it took me about 2.5 hours to do 6 pieces.
Sure.
But I scraped the skin, made it almost transparent, okay?
Wow.
I popsicled the leg.
Oh.
You know, I popsicled the leg,
and I fought. I browned my bone a little bit.
Yeah, and that foiled
it. Then I fought it to keep it from burning. And so I scraped my skin. I kept it intact. And then you know what you've got when you've got that knuckle and you've got that leg and you've got that thigh right there, both dark. It's going to be more juicy. It's going to hold more moisture in it. And when you pull that apart, you're even going to get a sweeter bite. So,
And it looked good. I did see that one, and it looked good.
I mean, and it made a pretty box presentation. And I mean, it was, you know, they weren't big. They weren't monster size. They were smaller pieces. And I'm going to tell you, we have a chain around here called Save a Lot Groceries.
Okay.
It's not a high priced piece of chicken. It's just regular eating chicken we eat and cook during the week, you know. And I mean, it was fire. It really did well. It looked good. It tasted good. Had skin perfect, but no, the judges didn't like it at this particular comp. But then we cooked in Tupelo, and I did the same flavor profile, but I just did thighs. And we were 18th out of 100.
Wow.
I don't know what the difference is, but and I met some people that you're friends with there at Tupelo, Chris.
Smokey Silly?
Hold on a minute. I'm terrible with names if I don't use them very often.
That's all right.
It was Little Creek. Rich and Kim Green.
You know what? There's actually another new team that came out called Zombie Pig Barbecue.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And maybe they're friends with them.
Okay.
I don't like to knock teams and stuff because I actually met Zombie Pig Barbecue, but right. I am just Zombie Barbecue.
Zombie. Right. I remember
I
you.
Actually,
Zombie.
Yeah, I called in before and
You
know, I met Zombie Pig Barbecue down in Georgia at the I think it was Cummings, where I didn't participate, but I was there with a friend of mine from Philly Blind Pig Barbecue. So
right.
I drove down with him, a buddy of mine, and helped him cook. And oddly enough, we were parked right next to Zombie Pig Barbecue, and it was kind of funny because they're just starting out. Great group of guys, so maybe that's the they're referencing that team.
I got you. Once we meet one time, hell, it's like we're family. You know, we just keep on rolling from there. Just,
oh, absolutely.
Just, you know, that's
absolutely.
What part of barbecue is, and that's what I like about it. That's what I love about it, just to be honest.
Yep.
It sure is.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I called in because I'm curious. I was curious about what people were turning in as far as you said legs. So
uh-huh.
People are turning in drumsticks and winning. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, in some competitions, you know, I don't know if you've ever done the IBCA.
Nope.
You know, that's really a Texas thing. They turn in halves, chicken halves.
How do they have to fit them in the box?
Just one. They just turn in one half.
And do the judges, they cut it up, or how does that work?
Yes, I guess they do. You know, I guess they, I do, in IBCA, I guess they just cut her up and serve it out.
Okay. See,
yeah.
I'm only knowledgeable with KCBS.
Right.
So I'm not sure. Like, wow, that's kind of cool though. I wouldn't mind maybe going down there and cooking one of those.
I know it is. It does sound really cool. I mean, just turning a half a chicken. You know, I don't want to say it's easier because it's tough too. But
no.
You know,
but I'd love to just like spatchcock a chicken.
Yeah.
You know, split it. Rub it, get some seasoning underneath that skin, and then put it on my chicken cooker, let it roll, and it
would be awesome.
It's tough. I just fight the chicken for KCBS. It's real tough.
Well, it's a toss-up. You never know what you're going to come up with.
I do 10, 12 comps a year, so I go up against like Three Eyes Barbecue, who won KCBS Team of the Year. I go up against them. I know Dan pretty well. I probably go up them like four or five contests, And I also go up against Toffee,
right?
A couple times. So it's a big field. It's like my first comp, which is coming up April 19th, which is Pork in the Park in Salisbury, Maryland. There's usually 114 teams, I think, roughly.
Right.
So I'm excited, but I'm scared. It's, you know, it's one of those, like, let's get it on.
Yeah, that's right. Lights of fire, baby. Let's let the smoke roll. Let's get it on. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. I hear you.
I know. We don't get scared. We just get fired up and ready to roll. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We get anxious.
Yeah.
And,
that's exactly what it is. I've been practicing, and I mean, shit. I got a big green egg just out on my back patio. Last night I smoked a bacon wrapped meatloaf, and I got some other, I made pulled pork egg rolls with some other, like a sriracha coleslaw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love it. Sriracha. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love sriracha, too. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Last night I cooked all that. Tomorrow I'm cooking some baby backs for a buddy of mine, actually my butcher, who's looking to try my ribs. So, yeah, it's good. I just love barbecue so much. Every day I wake up and I just think, what can I cook today?
It sounds like the barbecue bug has bit you and the smoke is in your veins, too. That's what it's all about.
Man.
That's,
absolutely.
That's what we talk here. You know, that's just, you know, we don't rehearse a show. We don't really schedule any guests. We just have callers. And we just have a good time because we always have. We've got a great bunch of guys in the house right now with us, and we just all love talking barbecue and getting together and having a cold beer and cooking and having a great time. You know, that's what we do.
Yep, sounds good, man.
But that chicken is a killer category that's killed a lot of us over the past.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a toss up. That's the wild category. The wild card category is the chicken.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd love to, you know, as you continue to talk with other people, I'd love to hear what other people are doing because, man, that's one thing I just can't lock down. I think I got ribs pretty decent and brisket and pork, you know, pork butt. I got the money muscle down and stuff, and just chicken is killing me.
Well, you know, welcome to the club. I'm telling you, you brought up money muscle. That's a good that's a whole other show, but that's a good topic. Personally, I have never sliced not one money muscle.
Really?
Really. And and had many, many calls on pork. And I've never sliced the first money muscle, personally.
Wow.
And you see a lot of boxes. And see, the thing about KTBS, and this is all interpretation, but they always tell you if you take it in a judge's class, you judge what's in the box.
Exactly, yes.
You don't, you know, like if you get brisket and you get all slices, don't say a word about no burn-ins because you judge what's in that box. Same with chicken, pork. You know, all your categories. And so, you know, I just never have done any money muscle. What about you guys, the rest of the guys in the house tonight? Tell us about money muscle. Have you sliced? Y'all just kick in and chime in anytime. Have you sliced money muscle?
I've done it once.
How did that do for you?
It was about like normal and everything else. I turned in on with or without it. I didn't see any big up or down with it.
Right. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, we didn't turn in money muscle in Tupelo. We turned in chunks and pulled. So we were doing it some last year. Oh, yeah, we're in 24th place there in Tupelo with pork.
Yeah. Yeah, that's respectable. That's respectable. Big time respectable. And, Roy, what about you on your pork turn-in box?
Well, if I put it this way, if my money muscles don't get overcooked like it has sometimes in the past, I'll slice it and put it in there with some pulled.
Right. Well, see
nothing too special.
Right. You know, so see, there you go. Some of us do and some of us don't. You know, I personally never have. But I'm gonna try to work on that a little bit. And we'll just see how it goes. Guys, let's welcome some more callers in. We've got several more callers. Let's see if we can cue those in and I just refreshed this board again and see who we have. Caller 904-673, who we got? You're live. Okay, let's try caller 80. Let's see if we can get him queued in. We'll work with this a little bit. Caller 806543, who have we got?
Hey, man, it's John.
Hey, man, welcome to the show, John. How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm skimming bottom, but I'm loving it.
Awesome. Oh, what's happening down in Lubbock way?
Man, we're just kind of sitting idle right this minute. We did we're gearing up for a couple cookoffs. We're not going to do anything this weekend, but in a couple weeks we're doing a couple. But we did a fundraiser for Starlight and Wounded Warrior Project last weekend, so kind of a fundraiser for them. So just kind of playing around practicing, getting ready to go again.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Did you get a new truck?
You wanted to go.
I mean, I haven't. And to tell you the truth, if you're going to make fun of me, I'm going to sell my Duramax. I'm going to buy me a Tahoe or a Suburban. Something big enough to pull my pit, but something I can take a third seat out and throw totes in.
I hear you. I hear you, brother. I've got a minivan, and I pull the back seats out. I have done it before. I pull the back seats out and lay it out, and it pulls my pit, and it's comfortable when you want to go lay down in it. I know what you're saying. I can relate to that.
Well, I've had several Suburbans. I've also always had a big pickup, too. And, well, I'm not really in the equipment business anymore, so I'm thinking about going back to a Suburban or a Tahoe, you know, and something four-wheel drive I can still hunt and stuff out of, but still big enough to pull my pit.
That's right. That's right. I understand. I do completely understand. We've got a house full tonight. We've got all kind of callers. We've got all kind of pitmasters in here in the studio room with us here. We've been talking chicken. And we want to ask you, you know, most of the time you do what? Half chickens, don't you?
Two half chickens.
Two half chickens. Okay. All right. And you don't separate them. The judges separate them, right?
We split them directly in two, and then you have to lay them in the tray, and the judges pull it apart.
Okay.
They won't begin inspecting everything.
Okay, that's what I didn't think you'd cut them up. I thought you'd shirt them whole. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's
well,
a whole
two
half chickens, and if you pick it apart or there's skin missing or anything, they'll kick you back.
Really?
You know, yes, sir.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
So it's a pretty extensive judging criteria when you turn that half chicken in. I mean, they'll kill you. They'll get you for anything, huh?
Well, other than just simply, I mean, other than getting it cooked and splitting it directly in half, man, you don't want to touch it. I mean, you know, brisket, you always have plenty of time, but you know, pick and choose your slices and ribs. You get to play around and, you know, pick your prettiest ones or whatever and kind of make sure everything looks good. But, man, if you mess up that chicken, you're done. We usually cook two chickens in case one of them messes up.
Right.
But that's how they do it in our part of the world.
Yeah, that's really a lot different. We do all pieces. They have to be individual. If they're connected in any way, shape, form, or fashion, the judges cannot pull them apart, and one judge will not get a piece. So, I mean, you know, we have to make sure all of our stuff is clean, sliced, and apart, and in pieces. Always have to have six pieces in a box, at least. But, yeah.
It's the way they do it around here. Of course, you know, 99% of what we cook is IBCA. So.
Right.
But that's how they make do it, you know.
Well, KCBS is that way now, isn't it? I know Junior was cooking KCBS, last week?
Yeah, Midland last weekend was Kansas City. And we elected not to do that one because we were doing a Wounded Warrior Starlight Foundation fundraiser for them.
Right, right.
So, you know, we stayed home and cooked it. But yeah, I heard that was quite a showing down there in Midland.
I'm sure it was. You know, you get a lot of them ICBA boys down there used to what they're doing, and then they get in that KCBS, that's a different ball game, you know. And I guess brisket lays out about the same, they're introducing pork butt or shoulder and chicken pieces to the ball game. You know, that's a little different. That's a little different field.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, the IBCA, you don't decorate or, you know,
right.
You box or anything.
Right. So you don't do any garnishing in IBCA at all.
Zero garnishing. The only time they ever let you do really any garnishing is if there's an open category, like we did the Trophy Hunters deal in Antonio 3 weeks ago. You could do an open category, something that's native to Texas. I don't guess it really had to be native to Texas. You just had to do, you know, wild game of some kind. We did elk.
Right.
But it seemed like 9 out of the top 10, you know, did a bird, you know.
Right, right. Well, that elk, I'm sure, is probably a lean, rich meat also. So I bet it doesn't have a lot of fat on it at all, does it?
So it's hard to, you know, unless if you have it chopped at all, it's hard to keep it together. We kind of made patties with it and then wrapped it in bacon and doctored it up is what we
did.
Right. It was really good. You know, everything we cooked disappeared before, once we turned in, everything disappeared before the award. So, I mean, we can't really complain about that.
Right, right. Hmm? Well, you know, everything's better with bacon wrapped. I mean, you wrap bacon on it. I think you could wrap a turd in bacon and it'd be, you know, it's going to be good.
I'm a big fan of hogs. I mean, you feed it apple, or you feed it essentially garbage, and it makes bacon.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's cream of the crop meat now. I love it. But I tell you what, this old brisket's bit me in the tail. I love this brisket. I'm eating it for breakfast, eating it for lunch, eating it for supper. I'm wearing it out right now. I'm going to be upset when I run out.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be like me, where you're gonna eat brisket every day for a week, and then you're not gonna want to touch it till the next cook-off.
I'm telling you, I've been wearing it out. I'm telling you, I have been wearing it out. Well, we've got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can get them in on the show and welcome them in. Caller 806-292. Who have we got live with us tonight?
Hey, Chris, it's Lance. How are you?
Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. We're great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Hello,
welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. I couldn't call in earlier. I've been doing some cooking, and I got some ribs and chicken on right now, matter of fact.
Man, I'm telling you, that's just this whole studio room is full of guys that's been cooking all day. I haven't got to cook anything today. I did eat brisket this morning, but I'm telling you, we've got a house full tonight.
Hey, Lance is trying to get ready for that trip to Vegas.
He's ready to
Viva
Las Vegas. That's right. Viva Las Vegas. I'm telling you, working on that game plan, no doubt, aren't you?
Yeah, we were in Midland this last weekend with all them guys down there.
That's right. Big comp there. How'd your pork turn out?
We were 7th in pork. As a matter of fact, we tied with Mo Cason this weekend. I guess we lost a tie break in something. And but yeah, he was 6th, we were 7th.
Well, you know, they usually flip a coin.
Yeah.
They'll say
say any, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, we got a walk. We brought back a nice little trophy. And,
well, that's, congratulations. That is great. That is great. We always proud to hear all our you know, all our barbecue brothers, sisters. You know, we all get a walk. We love to go cook, whether we get a walk or not. But if you get a walk, man, that just makes it that much sweeter, doesn't it?
It does. It does. If I could just figure out what the heck's going on the rest of the categories, that'd be all right.
I'm telling you, I see. Now, usually when they call your name, it makes the pain go away a little better.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, of course, you know, it was a tough competition. And then, you know, we turned around and you had a team that had never cooked before, never done any competitions, what everybody's telling me, and they won it all. And they were a local team out of Midland, and you know,
I don't know
what they had, man. but I mean, they beat Smith Victory, Cervantes, Mo Kaysen,
Junior. He was in on that too, wasn't he?
Yeah, him. Whiskey River. Butcher, you know, Butcher didn't even walk.
Really?
I think that's the only contest I've ever heard of him never making a walk.
Well, you know, that's crazy, I'm telling you. That is, you know, you just never know how it's going to play out.
I know, I'm telling you. It was a crazy deal, you know. And I thought, you know, our chicken, I had the perfect bite-through skin this weekend, and, man, I thought, man, we got this nailed and ribs were really good, too. And I think we ended up 15th or 16th. Us and Ernest Cervantes was right together on this. And he was 15th and I was 16th or vice versa. And, you know, so we didn't get that. And then I thought, man, this may be all over here. And when they called our name in pork, I thought, I can't believe it.
That's right. And pork, too. Yes. You know, Texas aren't known for pork.
Yeah. You know, my third Kansas City contest, and I've walked twice now in pork.
Oh, that's scary. You're going to have a run going here into the next one.
Well, I'm glad it's going well, because if it wasn't for it, you know, we wouldn't have done a lot this last weekend. And, I mean, it was part of the reason we went in, you know, we advanced to Vegas, you know, pork and brisket.
Right. Right. Well, you know, that's the way to go with it, though. I mean, you know, we've got guys in here tonight. We've got Pirate Pork on the line. Steve, now you're out of Mississippi, aren't you?
Yeah, Tupelo, Whole Lot of Hog is our team name.
That's right. Steve's out of Mississippi, Whole Lot of Hog. He was at Tupelo competition a couple weeks ago, too, and we got Chris with Zombie Barbecue, and you're out of Pennsylvania, right, Chris? And Roy Powell and Colorado, and we've just got callers from everywhere tonight. I'm trying to think where everybody's. You know, we've got all different style cooks here, and we got Smoking X John. He's with us. We've got different style cooks, different style flavor profiles. Now, what did you do on your chicken this weekend, Lance? What did you turn in?
I turned in thighs. And, man, I had some really good thighs this weekend. And like I said, I accomplished the bite-through skin on it and had good flavor. I don't know. One of those deals. I mean, out of 59 teams, I think we were 46th in chicken.
Well.
Ouch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens that way. I mean, you know, my pork and my ribs killed me, and usually that's a good, strong asset, you know, but it just depends on what that judge wants.
You know, and one thing down there, one of the things that they had go on was that they didn't have a lot of certified judges. So, you know, they ended up, you know, they come around and went to asking for judges, I guess, Friday night, and I guess they had a little class Saturday morning, and because they didn't have enough judges. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, you go back into the local side of it when that happens. And, you know, what are the the local flavor, you know, profiles and stuff like that. And, you know, they're not, you know, Midland, Texas is not used to
Fives.
Kansas City. Yeah, they're not used to a Kansas City cooking.
Right.
And so, you know, it's one of the things on that end of it. I mean, you know, what do you do? And, you know, you know, it was one of the tough deals. I mean, and, you know, and of course, I mean, you know, you generally run a little sweeter sauce and that end of it for that type of a cook. And,
right.
You know, I'm sure that, you know, being down in Midland, I mean, I just threw it all off. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with briskets and stuff. I mean, it kind of threw it off because, it, you know, you're cooking a little different style and all of a sudden you got a bunch of local Midland people that are used to eating, you know, that stuff a different way, and you know, that's kind of what I sum it up to, really, because, you know, you look at it, it's like pork, you know, just where we go back to that, you know, they're not used to eating a lot of pork down there, and so, you know, that was the one kind of crapshoot was that, you know, and I'm sure that kind of threw everybody off, like, you know, you already had chicken in, then you turned in ribs. And then you hit them with pork, and, you know, they really didn't have a lot to base that by, you know, and they're going, you know, all right, what is going on around here?
Yeah, I do. I understand.
And so, you know, it's a little bit.
Now IBCA judging KCB.
Well, you know, they're going, what in the world has happened? And, you know, so, you know, even one of this, I mean, yeah.
Well, it'll get that way. It'll be that way
until
it becomes more widely known and used there. I mean, that's any field, any kind of sanction. And that's the way all of us, we just go and we cook, we put out a product, and we roll with what we like, and we're proud of our product, and we just put it up there and roll with it.
Well, you know, and it's funny, it's like Junior, you know, he's the same way with chicken. You know, I think he was one spot ahead of me on chicken. And he's like, man, what's the deal? And I was like, dude, you know, I don't know, but you tell me, you know. He was
there
too going, wow, we just got beat. I was like, yeah, we got one more beat, but, you know, it's
well,
what deal, I mean.
We've all felt that way, you know. We've all hit, you know, highs, and we've all had some lows. And, you know, that's what makes us. That's what makes us go back and do it again. You know, we're gonna do better next time.
Oh, that's it. Well, and you know, like I said, I mean, you know, he got a call, I got a call, and you know, like I said, I mean, we were up there with, you know, S and S Pit Crew and Cervantes and all them guys up there, and so, you know, I'll take that any day.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, you know how it is. I mean, you're always disappointed, you know, if you don't, you know, you don't do as well as you thought you should. I mean, it's one of those deals, but, you know, just what you said earlier, I mean, you know, getting a call eases that pain a little bit.
It does. You know, speaking of callers, you know, we've got some more callers in queue. Man, we've had just, this board has just been lighting up like it's going out of style tonight. And you know somebody we missed tonight and we hadn't heard from, and I'm just really surprised. I hope everything's going well with you.
Goob.
We hadn't heard from Goob tonight, and I'm just shocked. I just hope everything's going all right with Goob tonight. Grilling and chilling. I don't know what to do. We missed Goob, and we want him to call, so... Hopefully, if he's listening, maybe he'll call in. I don't know if he's busy tonight, but we want to get him to call in and talk some smoke because show in the show without Goob in here. You know, we've got Keith Webb, and we've got Roy Powell, and we've got John, and we've got Lance, and we got Chris, and we got Steve. We got a great show tonight. Let's see if we can get these other callers here in queue and welcome them to the show. And then I'm going to let y'all have at it and just ask some questions and somebody answer them. How's that? Mm-hmm. Caller 678-773, you're live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, this is Jeremy Moyers.
Jeremy, welcome to the show tonight, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. We're having a big show. We're just talking, just having a big time and talking chicken, talking brisket, talking turkey. I mean, we're just having a good time tonight.
I get that, man. I've been trying to call in, but I had some soccer practice with my sons and whatnot this evening and just free. But I have to listen back because I need to pick up some chicken tips. This would be my Achilles heel, that dang chicken, man. You need to teach me how to cook chicken after your call in Tupelo or your placing in Tupelo.
I'm telling you, you know, I was proud of that placing in Tupelo. They even posted,
I guarantee you.
They posted the wings and the salsa finally. And
how's he doing those?
We were seventh place wings and fifth place salsa.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
You know, we was close. I mean, to go to a big show, little town fellas, you know, just a bunch of good old country boys going and having a good time. And we were close to the show. We got there. We had a big time. But
I was proud of that. Yeah, that was a fun cook. There's a lot of good cooks there, and just had a good time. I wish y'all would have come in Thursday. We came in Thursday and didn't go back home till Sunday, so we had Thursday night and Saturday night, and y'all should have hung out Saturday night, man. There was a bunch of us. Scott was South Fork, myself, and Scott was Q and Stew and a Bruin, and just a bunch of us went out to dinner and had a heck of a time Saturday night.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was.
That makes it a big time. That's, you know, that's part of the barbecue brotherhood that we're all in. That just helps so much when you get to do things like that. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, we've got Steve on the line with us tonight, too.
Absolutely. And I know Steve very well. We went to a while back, so he's a good friend of mine. So he's the reason I cooked. He called him and Facebook again, kind of kept on. I told him they needed to pay him a commission because he definitely did a sales job on me.
Yeah, I hound dogged him.
Well, that's all right.
Me, I guarantee you.
That's all right. You let them hound dogs out and let them run a little bit. That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it down here, down south now. You know, we've got some Lubbock, Texas guys on the line with us too tonight.
Absolutely. I heard Lance was on and some other guys, and I don't guess I've ever met any of them in person, but I was born and raised in Lubbock and moved in 97 up to Nashville and then on to Atlanta. So my brother cooks out in Texas doing some IBCA, so I'm going to have to fly out there this summer and do a couple of cooks with him and get to meet some of those guys.
Yeah, I cook with Wade, so he's a good competitor.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's what it's all about. You know, that is what it's all about. We just have a good time together like a bunch of big boys with big toys. We go and light fires and we play in the fire and we cook. We have a good time and we it's just enjoyable to have to have some fellowship like that. I really enjoy it personally. It's a big positive in this old world. It's got a lot of other issues. We don't have any issues when we go barbecue. That's what it is. We go have a good time.
You're exactly right. You know, I've just been doing it. I've cooked barbecue my whole life, being from West Texas, my granddad, and I mean, I just helped him cook briskets every weekend and ribs and so I've always cooked, but doing the competition thing only just about a year, I guess, now. And man, I've made some lifelong friends that I would have never met, friends all over the country. So it is definitely a cool brotherhood, you know.
It is. I agree. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's. If this whole country acted like the way we do, I mean, we would have any problems.
Absolutely right.
I hear that, Chris.
So you give us a couple pointers on chicken tonight, Jeremy.
You don't want my pointers on chicken. Man, I'll tell you what, it's about to drive me crazy. Our ribs always hit really well. Our brisket hits real well. Like I said, I'm real comfortable with brisket. I've cooked it forever. Pork's always, you know, it's in there. It's fine. But, man, that dang chicken, it drives me it's insane. So I've been experimenting a bunch. And, once again, Scott with South Fork's a friend of mine, and he's kind of – we made a deal where I'm going to show him some stuff on ribs, and he's going to teach me some chicken. And he was KCBS Chicken Team of the Year a couple of years ago. So – I'm going to take a bunch of notes and try to see if I can figure it out. So y'all give me tips on chicken.
That's the way to do it. That's just how we all roll around here. We like to help each other. That's for sure.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Chris from Zombie Barbecue.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm just going to throw it out there, is how many people, like, inject their chicken, maybe go around the horn and then find out, you know, who's injecting and what are they using?
Well, I'll start off as far as chicken goes. Now, this last time, I did inject. And I basically used, I opened a can of chicken stock and injected it.
Right.
Just nothing fancy, just added some moisture to it. You know, I hear guys straining chicken noodle soup. And you know, if I have chicken bouillon, I might powder it up and put it in with that stock and heat it and mix it, but I always let that stock cool back down before I do any injecting because, you know, you don't want to put warm, you know.
Absolutely.
I like it cold.
Yep.
But I don't know about the other guys. I don't know what they do on their chicken.
I'll tell you, this is Jeremy. Yeah, this is Jeremy. And
I think we lost you, Jeremy. Are you there with us? I think we lost Jeremy. Maybe he'll come back.
Okay.
Anybody else? What about you, Steve? What are you doing your chicken?
Yeah, we injected ours in Tupelo, and I do kind of the same that you do. We've got kind of a blind chicken rub, but I'll take 2 cans of chicken stock, and I'll reduce them and put some of that white rub in there just so it don't discolor the meat any kind of way, and I usually try to inject a little bit of that in there.
Well, I think it's a good idea to inject personally on chicken, on them small pieces that just blows them thighs up. I mean, just blows them up like a balloon. Which you're going to lose a lot of that when it cooks. But I think it's a big plus. I think it helps a whole lot.
Sure.
Anybody else want to chime in on the chicken?
Well, I do the brining. I like the brining. It's Lance.
I'm going to try some brine this next weekend. I believe it's rain to hold off long enough for us to do a little chicken cooking. I'm going to try some injected and try some brined and see if I can tell the difference.
You know, well, I run them, you know, of course, you know, we do a lot of IBTA too. And I mean, you know, the big pieces, I'll brine for 7 or 8 hours. But, you know, the little stuff, you know, still 5 or 6 hours. And I get a lot of juice in them that way. But.
Right.
You know, in IBCA, I mean, that's one of my strongest categories with chicken. And Kansas City, it's been a little more than desired. But
well, you know, that's, like I say, it's a toss-up. It's what judge you got, judge your box. And you just, you know, it's each individual judge. So we just got to make it good for all of them.
Well, you know, and I wonder sometimes, too, and I may get mine a little over, you know, too done. I mean, they got a lot of juice to them, and I'm wondering more if, you know, sometimes maybe I get them a little too soft. And you know, they're not so much, you know, they really don't feel mushy, but you know, not like a breast would, but I'm starting to contemplate that I may be overcooking them, you know.
Well, you know, in Tupelo, I put my chicken on late, and I cooked them fast. And pulled them right before turn in, and you know it just really worked well. I'm excited about trying it again at the next competition.
What
temperature? A lot less. Well, my pit was running between 275 and 300.
I mean, what temperature of the chicken? When did you pull it?
Well, I'm going to be honest.
You didn't know.
No. I didn't check it. See, I'm not big, you know, I just don't, when it's time, you know, I knew it was done, but
right.
I didn't, you know, I didn't have any idea, Tim.
Okay.
You know.
I don't check temp either, most part, but most of the time, if I have checked it, it's about, you know, it's running about 165 to 170 degrees generally.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was going to kind of hit it at. But.
I was going to say 150 to 160, maybe 165, because it's going to come up the temp a little bit more if you hold
right.
them. And then that'll be nice and juicy. That's the way I try to run them. And I'm still learning, man. I'm only a 2 or 3 year competition cook. You know, I've been cooking chicken all my life, but it ain't competition.
I hear you. You're right. You know, and you're exactly right. That's a true statement all the way through. And you just don't know what the perfect temp is. And you know when you're going to pull them and they sit there and they rest a few minutes, they're going to come on up 2 to 3 to 5 degrees.
Yep.
If you know, just like when you hot box these shoulders or these briskets, if you put them in a cooler, they're going to bring them up on even that much more. And
sure.
I actually, on my brisket, I let it cool down before I touched it, sliced it. You know, I let it cool quite a bit off the heat for a while. And,
we try to let our brisket rest for at least an hour to two. I mean, when we
get through,
it's wrapped, and I hit the temperature, internal temperature that I want it to be at, we pull it, leave it wrapped, and just throw it on the front of the pit, you know, on the box box, whatever, and just let it sit for at least an hour, you know.
Right.
But back to the chickens, we do not inject. We brine just like
the
chicken. Okay.
That's just kind of a versus IBCA thing. Everybody's, you know, doing a 5-8 hour brine and getting away with it.
Well, so what you ought to do is you ought to go on and inject that bad boy after you brine it.
Man, I'm scared if we did that, the thing would just turn into Jello or.
No.
Well, in breast, I will say this on a half chicken, I can tell you this with my brine and I make my own brine. That if you run that brine for about 8 hours, it'll be juicy as can be, but that breast, when you put it in your mouth, will just be mush.
Really?
That's
yes, sir.
A lot of other guys don't do is our chicken is just an old school beer can Colorado Kool-Aid chicken.
Right.
And we line it, and then we shove a can up its ass and throw it on the pit. I mean, and you know, there's a couple other little tricks to it, but if we were to go to start injecting it, I think it'd be just like Lance just said, that breast is just going to turn into soup before you turn around.
Yeah.
And, the other thing is when you inject, and this is just my 2 cents, but when you inject on a breast, you hit a lot of pockets. Kind of like when you inject a turkey or something like that, and you do that breast, when you cut that thing, you're gonna have pockets in there where that breast separated, and you're gonna have pulls, and so you're gonna have some inconsistency on the breast side. Now, on the thigh side, and that other end of it, I agree. I mean, you probably wouldn't hurt it, but you know, generally in the IBCA, what I generally see is that you get a lot of judges, and they're hitting it on the breast. They're taking. They like squat meat. They want to taste it, and so if you can nail the white meat on a lot of that, you're going to do well at an IBCA contest.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, guys, give me just a second. We got a couple more callers. Let me get them in and just say hi. We're about out of time, but I want to get these callers in real quick, and let's see who we've got here. We've got caller 678-773, and he's about to queue back in.
Yeah, that's Jeremy again.
Hey, Jeremy, my phone fell off, man. I hear you, son. I'm working with this studio board tonight, and it just popped up, and we got you back on. Let me get this other caller and see if we can get them in here with us, too. You know, this show, we just have such a good time. The only problem anymore is 2 hours ain't enough. We just keep on keeping on. We need another hour probably. But we're going to make it work anyhow. That's for sure. We've got another caller, and I think I'm going to get him queued in here. Caller 432-528. Who have we got? You're live with us.
Hey, guys. This is Junior Urias with Junior's Up in Smoke. How are you,
Junior? Welcome to the show. We're good, brother. How are you?
Man, I'm doing solid. Just doing well, man. Can't complain, you know. Just living life and smoking it up, you know.
That's
a good way.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Have your ears been burning? We've been talking a little bit about you tonight.
Well, you know, I tried to get on earlier, but I couldn't. I don't know. I guess I must have pushed the wrong buttons or something. But, yeah. Just, anyways, how's everybody doing?
We're all good. It's all good. We got a great crew in the house tonight, man. It's jam-packed full. We've got callers from Colorado, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, Tennessee. And I don't know if I've missed anybody. I hope not. But, man, we've got callers all over tonight, and we just had a big time. We're talking about chicken.
Man, chicken's my worst subject. It always has been and probably always will. I'll tell everybody straight up. Anybody will beat me on my chicken category.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that either.
It's never been a good category for me. And, you know, I really don't put too much time into it, to tell you the truth. I probably need to because my overall scores, but you know, like this weekend, we still came in eighth overall with a bad chicken turn in, you know, but that's the way it sometimes goes, you know.
Well, just think what you'd have done if that chicken had been good.
Oh, I know it. I think when this last cook-off I was in, we got first in ribs, I think. Third and ribeye, which ribeye wasn't sanctioned, but 15 in the pork and 17th in brisket. So, and then the chicken was the bomber, and you know I knew the chicken was gonna be a bomber anyways going into it. So, but you know that's what happens. That's the way it goes. And yeah, lick your wounds and go to the next cook-off and just go at it.
There you go. That's what we all do. You know, we have, like I said earlier, we have some highs and we have some lows. But we just keep on going and we go to the next one. I mean, we can't win all the time. You know, we all of us here have won. And, you know, if we won every show, we wouldn't want to go. You know, that's the thing about it. If we won all the time, we just wouldn't even want to go to the show anymore. That's challenging, I think. That challenge is part of it.
Yeah, it is. It's a good challenge. That's what I like, you know. That's what gets me motivated and gets me going and try to just perfect it a little bit better each time, you know.
You
run across good people. That's one of the biggest things, too. Good old folks, man, doing the same thing. Having the same issues as you, trying to turn in, and you know, they're just having a good time, and man, you just gotta know barbecue people. I know, they're my family.
You're right. I mean, you get there, you meet all these great people. I mean, you've got some awesome food. I mean, everybody cooks some awesome food, and you're having one big time, and the best yet, you're meeting all these super great people.
That's it.
It doesn't matter, you know, if your name is Jones, Smith, sure, it don't matter. You know, when you're out there barbecuing, you have a big time, everybody's on the same page, and it's really a good feeling overall. I really believe that.
It is, man. And you know, talking to y'all and just talking to everybody just all over the United States, man, it makes me just want to go meet everybody and go cook at some of these events with them and, you know, just get to meet everybody and just hang out, you know?
I know it. It's crazy. We spend thousands. There's a lot of guys that spend a lot more. They spend thousands of dollars, and they spend all this time and hard work, and they go to win $100 or $200 or $300. I mean, there's something wrong somewhere, but we just have a good time doing it.
That's therapy.
Hey, Chris, this is Chris from Zombie Barbecue, and Yeah, that's the whole reason. That's the whole reason I got into it was I met somebody that kind of took me under his wing, Tom Barra from Philly Blind Pig Barbecue, and it was like it was such a great community, like Christmas City and Hogs Gone Wild. You know, there's so many teams out there, and a barbecue guru. They showed me how to trim chicken. Like, it was amazing. You know, I'm flabbergasted, and that's why we're in it, and that's why we spend, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a year to just go have fun. You know, it's a very expensive hobby. That's what it is.
Oh, it is. It's killer expense, but, you know, we just have such a great time. And, and you know, everybody, I think, can agree with me. It's just such a great time. I mean, because it's a lot of work. It's expense. But we're going for the fellowship and, you know, and the love of the sport. I mean, really, we are.
It's now my girl and me as far as the team. And what we look at is it's like a mini vacation because it's almost like camping for the weekend. You know what I mean? It's a mini vacation.
Therapy.
I just go to contests to help support somebody else, I do believe.
Yeah, I hear you. We're going to contribute to the fund.
Yeah, yep.
but we have one big old time. I mean, we sure do. I just don't know what to say. It's just a great experience, and I just encourage everybody that, you know, we have listeners all over the country, and some of these guys, hopefully we get some listeners that aren't barbecuers, and we always encourage them to go to a competition, go with a friend that does cue. If you ever go and you get into it and that smoke starts rolling through those veins, you won't be blowing any smoke anymore. You'll be making that smoke. You'll be wanting to cook all the time.
Yep. You know, that's a good point. You know, I got a lot of people there in Fort. I don't know if y'all know, it's a small town in Texas called Fort Davis, and there's a lot of folks down in that area that I've been trying to get involved in barbecuing and all that, and they're all pumped and ready to go. The sad thing is there's not a cook-off in their area within three to four hours, and, you know, I think we just need to start growing it and make it a little further out so everybody can have access to it. And, you know.
That's right. So, well, just Junior, go out there and host that bad boy and get it going. Just fire it up and help them out and just initiate that. You know, that's what we did in the Tennessee Barbecue Association. You know, we started that a little before Tupelo last year, and it's really growing. Leaps and bounds. We do have our website up. It is www.tbabbq.com. Now, how easy is that to go to? Tennessee Barbecue Station. So, you know, we had a friend there in our group, and he went on and put it together for us real quick. We knew Lance volunteered his time, but we know how busy Lance is, especially getting ready for Las Vegas. And me and Goon talked about that, and we didn't want to put any load on you, Lance. I mean, we love you like a brother, and we didn't want to put any more burden on you. So, and this other fella, which is a fine short bus barbecue, Ed Wings, he volunteered his time, too, and he said he could get it going. So, and he's helped us out and got that going, and we've got it up. It's running. We don't really have a lot on it yet, but we've got that going, and we're just trying to make a big effort to try to get everybody on the same page, especially these small town events in the cities, these small towns, the state fairs, all these festivals. You know, we're going to get them on an even playing field where when you go to a cook, you know what's going on, you know what to expect. You know, it's going to be more regulated, hopefully, a standard is what we're trying to do, so. We're working hard on that, and we're going to continue to make it grow. And, you know, when you talk barbecue, like I was talking earlier, somebody in barbecue, I'm going to
do all I can. I'm going to support them in any way I can, and I feel like most of the barbecue community feels that way to each other. You know, I want to do all I can to help somebody else, and I'm sure they want to do what they can to help me. And that's what makes us really unite and be strong.
Yeah, I agree.
So, if it's just a simple like on a page, man, I'm going to be there and I'm going to do it. You know, and if it's something, if they're selling sauce and we're right there at a competition, I'm buying sauce from them, I'm going to buy sauce from them. Just
that's
whatever it
takes. That's it, man. Just got to help each other out and keep on going. Keep on letting the smoke roll.
There you go, brother. Let the smoke roll.
Let the smoke roll.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
And that's why I think this show really does so well. We have so many callers all the time, and we've got listeners. I'm really thankful for all the listeners. That's showing their support for us. They listen to the show. They send me texts and messages all the time, and I'm really appreciative of that. It's just a good enlightening and heart experience, in my opinion.
It's a great feeling. It's just barbecue is so good and such a great feeling, and it just makes people happy. And I'm going to promote your show more. You know, this is my second time calling in, but I'm going to promote the shit out of it, so to speak.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, like I told you the first time you called in, brother, you always welcome to call. Everybody's welcome to call in. That's what we know, you see how I've tried to work everybody in and give everybody a little time, and we just have a big Q&A and just have a big old barbecue talk, just like a class pretty much. We just have a class about once a week on the Let's Talk Smoke show. That's what I feel like we're trying to do here tonight.
Good stuff, Chris. Good stuff.
Well, guys, you know, we're still recording our show, and, you know, we've got a lot of people. They just wearing me out here on Facebook saying they've got caught a little of it, and they're going back to listen to the whole thing, and it's just a big response tonight, and I'm thankful for that. We've been out of time for a little while, but we're just going to keep rolling until we run out of things to say. We've got a few more minutes we can use, but I want to give everybody a chance to give a shout out to your team, or let everybody know who your team is and your Facebook page, and if you've got a .com, and if you've got a product you want to kick out there. I know some of you do, so I'm going to give everybody a chance. I'm going to call out the phone number here and let everybody say a final good night, and give me just a second. We're going to make it happen here. Chris, I'm going to go on with you because you're at the top of the list right now. So, Zombie Barbecue, give us a shout out, brother.
Okay, so I'm Chris from Zombie Barbecue. It's www.zombiebarbecue, and that's with a C, not a Q, unfortunately. I'm sponsored by Maverick, and we try to do good barbecue and try to keep everything right and make good stuff. So anybody give me a shout out. I'm on Facebook. You can look at me at Zombie BBQ on Facebook and Chris at zombiebarbecue.com. So
awesome.
Give me a shout if you're around. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show, Chris. Call in anytime, brother.
All right. We'll do. I'll try to get in every week that I can, man. Thanks, Chris.
All right, appreciate it. Caller 678-773.
Hey, yeah, this is Jeremy Moyers, Moyers Competition Barbecue. You find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/MoyersBBQ. So it's MOYERS BBQ. And that's all we have right now. We're cooking a bunch of KCBS, so we've got Somerville, Georgia here in a couple of weeks, then Huntsville, Alabama, Cornelia, Georgia, Sam's Club in Marietta, Georgia, Calhoun in Rome, that's about the next 7 weeks for us. If you're in any of those in the Georgia, Alabama area, come by and say hey to us. We'd love to meet you, everybody. So.
Well,
And he's got one fine rig out there too, guys. So bring your cameras, turn your phones on, and get some pictures. Jeremy's he's an awesome cook, a great guy. Jeremy, we're proud to have you on the show tonight. You know we want you to call back.
Absolutely. I will definitely be calling back. I love listening to the show. It was funny, in Tupelo, we'd never met in person, talked on Facebook, and I heard your show. But then whenever you pulled up right next to us, it was like big bear hugs and old friends, you know. So it's just,
there you go.
It's a barbecue community, you know. And
that's right.
So absolutely, absolutely. Hopefully we'll get to cook together again real soon as well, Chris.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to get down to Georgia way and maybe get into some of that action too. And good luck to you in your competition. Wish you best of smoke. And remember, next Wednesday night, same time, same channel.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be
all right,
calling
Jeremy.
You, friend.
Thank you, man. Have a good night.
Time.
Appreciate you calling
right.
in.
You as well, Chris.
All right, caller 432-528. You're next.
Hi, this is a junior with the Junior's Up and Smoke competition team. I do KCBS, I do IBCA, and here pretty soon, hopefully, I'll be doing a few GBAs with Stump from Stump Smokers. I want to give a huge shout-out to them. They've been there with some awesome, awesome smokers, and they put me in the winner's circle from time to time. And anyways, I want to give a shout-out to them. And also, I want to give a huge shout-out to Junior's Rub for Grub. Man, guys, y'all hit me up on Facebook at Junior's Rub for Grub. So y'all have a good evening, guys, and appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to y'all soon, man.
Junior's glad you called in. We appreciate you calling in, and that I call it grub rub. That stuff is fire now. I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for sending me a big batch. We'll get some more from you.
You bet. Appreciate it, Chris. Y'all have a
all
good
right.
evening, guys.
You too. All right. Keith Webb, Power Pork, you're up.
All right. You can get us on Facebook, Power Pork, or under Keith Webb, either one. Look us up. Like a page.
That's right. Like his page, Power Pork, y'all. Remember that. Keith, thank you for calling in the show. We greatly appreciate it, brother. All right, caller 719-358. You're on.
Hey, this is Roy Powell calling from Colorado. You can find me on Facebook under my page or my team page, Assault from the Sky Barbecue. I've got to throw out a shout-out to Drew Branch, one of my sponsors again this year for my beef brisket. Couldn't do, you know, a lot without them. So that's about it for me. I guess I will catch you guys later.
Roy, appreciate you calling in. As always, thank you. It's great to talk to you and look forward to seeing you whenever we can.
Oh, I know.
All right. Have a good night, brother. Lance
right,
Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, you're live and on the air. Give us a big shout out, sir. Must have lost him right there. All right, caller
662-397. Okay, Chris, this is Steve Porter. We're with the Whole Lot of Hog Barbecue Team. You can look us up on Facebook at Facebook/WholeLotOfHog. We just got a web page up, and it's wholelotofhog.com. So check us out on the web.
Awesome.
We've enjoyed it, and we'll probably call you next week.
That sounds like a plan, Steve. We're glad you called in tonight. Really appreciate you calling in, and we want you to call every time you can. You call in next week if you can, and it's good to talk to you again. Look forward to seeing you as soon as we can. Hook up, brother.
All right, man. You too. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And caller 806-543. You're next.
Yeah, this is John Reeves. You can find me on Facebook with Smoking X Barbecue, Colin Smith, and I both. You can find us both on Facebook. Just look up Smoking X, no G. Like to thank our largest sponsor, Shade Pro out of San Antonio, Permanent Shade Structures. They cover everything nationwide. So take a look at this stuff. They also have a Facebook page. But always enjoy calling in. Always have a good time. Thanks for including me.
John, we glad to have you, sir. Call in every time you get a chance, and we appreciate that big back rub. You sent us that awesome stuff. We got you something coming out, too. And you just hang tough. You'll get it, my friend. I promise.
Sounds good to me, brother.
All right. I hope you have a good evening. We sure appreciate everybody that's called in. I think we've got everybody. We lost Lance a while ago. Lance Moore of West Texas Pitmasters called in also. He has got a dynamite rub also. It's westtexaspitmasters.com. Be sure to look him up because he's got an awesome rub. Man, I'm telling you, these Texas rubs are fire. They've got some heat to them. They've got some sweetness to them. They definitely got some winning characteristics, no doubt. And look all them Texas brothers up on Facebook. Look all our callers up. We've had some dynamite teams come in here tonight and talk barbecue with us on Let's Talk Smoke Show. This is Chris Chadwick of Hall County Cookers. Look me up on Facebook, Hall County Cookers. Like my page. Look me up on Facebook and let's be friends. You know, hey, I'm a barbecue man through and through. Also, we've got Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show. The new page I set up, would love to have you to like it. We're working on likes for that page, so give it out, check it out. We've also got a new Tennessee Barbecue Association page up, and also our Tennessee Barbecue group. Come in on that. You don't have to be from Tennessee to love barbecue, but get in on that group because we've got a lot of great guys on that. A big shout-out to Tennessee Barbecue Association. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the group. I'm proud of the section, what we're going to be. We want to give Goob a shout-out, James Brawner. We missed you tonight, brother, and we hope you call in next weekend, next Wednesday night. So I'm going to sign off now. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke Show. Let the smoke roll, baby, and have a good rest of the week. Happy Easter to you.
GBA.
GBA, you said it, Weber, the queen right there. Queen, come in there. Let's. Who is the queen? Tell us something.
She ain't here. That was Gordon.
Oh, that's Gordon? All right.
Yeah.
Well, we sure proud all of you called in tonight, and we're gonna have a good rest of the week. Y'all have a happy Easter. Cook up something good, and we will see everybody soon. We're out of here. Good night.